This is Dennis Michelson. It's time to go down on the farm and take a deep dive down into the markets with Mr. Nick Cholis from Farmers Keeper. Nick, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dennis.
Well, Nick, before we talk about the markets, I want to talk about Farmers Keeper. The newsletter that you guys send out every day is so informative. Tell folks a little bit more about Farmers Keeper.
Sure. So I started Farmers Keeper in 2019, and we market grain for right around 2,000 farmers from North Dakota all the way down to Mississippi, and of course, all over the I states where we're located physically. And as a part of that, we send out our newsletter to around 7,000 or 8,000 farmers every single day, just summarizing what's going on in the market so that ultimately we can get good information out there to farmers and then help them with executing on selling their physical cash grain, or with hedging some of their grain with futures and options, as well as helping them put together their cost of production and profitability and their budgets for their crop.
So, Nick, what was it that moved our markets over the past week?
Well, certainly we've had some shakeups in Washington just with the E15 mandate kind of being nixed for now. That's always been an ongoing conversation. One of President Trump's first acts when he came into office just about exactly a year ago was to open up routes for year-round sale of E15. And then we also saw some healthy demand sales come in throughout the week. As we continue digesting the WASDE report still from last week, you got to be asking yourself, if we didn't have results like that last week, with everything else going on and a drought potentially developing further in Argentina and Brazil, might we be off even more to the races than we have been? But you know what? A couple of green days in a row, we'll take them. That's a win right now. We got to take every little win we can.
Oh, we're never going to complain about some green on the screen, that is for sure. You touched upon the E15 amendment. That actually surprised me because I'm just still startled, and I can't understand why there isn't more bipartisan support for biofuels. And lately, it doesn't seem like there's support on either side of the aisle.
Agreed. I think everybody, at least in directly involved in agriculture, was caught off guard by that, especially if we're going to continue transitioning our trade policy towards more of an America first and inward facing trade policy. We're going to have to find more domestic uses for corn and soybeans that we're going to have those outflow valves. E15 obviously is such an obvious right step in the right direction for that. And we really have to be more forward thinking with that. Having said that, we've had some strong export sales here, so that's good. But this would be very supportive for the farm and also good for a clean environment. So it seems like a win-win. Washington just needs to get their priorities straight. There's so many things going on in Washington right now that, we still don't have a farm bill for the last 7 or 8 years here. So we really need to take a harder look at that type of stuff right now.
Well, Nick, last week, of course, the big surprise when the USDA added so many more acres to the WASDE report. And whenever there's a WASDE report where it's way out of range of all of the industry experts, I get a little bit curious. Did the industry accept the explanation from USDA that they just found more acres that went to grain instead of silage? Or is there a developing lack of trust with the USDA right now?
Well, certainly the lack of trust has been there for quite a while. But when you mention, understanding of the industry of what happened with the report, you got to ask yourself which part of the industry, because certainly as you and I talk to farmers every single day, there's a lot of distrust around those numbers. And if you're someone sitting in Illinois or Indiana right now saying, wait a second, where is that all coming from? This doesn't make any sense. That perspective is definitely valid. Another perspective inside the industry is when you talk to grain merchandisers out there, like we're selling grain at Farmers Keeper to hundreds of elevators for our customers all across the country. When we talk to those feedlots out in western Kansas and western Nebraska and Oklahoma that are grain deficit areas that are used to having to truck grain from really far away and pay it, $1.50 plus basis just to get corn in for their feedlots, man, we're talking to them right now, and they're not really feeling a lot of pressure out there because their local market can support that. And that supports what the USDA showed in their balance sheet. Hey, yield down in the I states across the board. However, out in those western acres, as well as up into the Dakotas and Minnesota, we saw boosts there. Now, where the extra acres came from, that's a different story, because we all know that Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana are going to make the biggest contribution to the overall yield of the country as it is. So it's something that will keep us guessing for years. I thought the 2019 and 2020 report there changing things at the last moment was the last time we were going to see something like this, and you can leave it to the USDA to keep us guessing forever, because this is another one for the history books.
On the soybean side of things, the soybean market has been better than the corn market. Of course, that not much in comparison. Mm-hmm. Didn't take too much to be better than the corn market. I'm a little surprised, though, right now that there isn't more concern over some of those corn acres becoming bean acres for 26.
Internally, and you've been seeing in our newsletter, we are concerned about that. We have been seeing that switch, and we've been having these conversations with our customers ahead of planting this year, just looking at their profitability per crop and making those final decisions of switching over acres. Certainly for some of the guys that do plant 100 or 2 acres of wheat here or there for some certain reasons, those are definitely in a lot of people's balance sheets looking like more of an addition to beans. But then again, there, you know, with the Chinese deal, there's no guarantee of what those sales are going to be. So as of right now, for many people's individual balance sheets, it does make sense to go a little bit heavier on beans there versus corn. But what I want to tell to any farmer listening is you got to know your own numbers and what they look like for your farm. Don't just listen to what they're saying at the coffee shop, because you might be surprised in your numbers. And even just knowing what they are, shifting around some of those acres and working with a professional on that is going to help you in your profitability, especially at a tough time right now. You want to make those acreage decisions, number one, putting on your agronomist hat of what you can grow knowing your ground. But number two, you want to use exact sharp numbers to make that decision for your farm individually. And that answer does shift according to every individual farm you talk to. So it can be difficult to give an exact answer to that overall. But certainly right now, that acreage battle is going to be playing out pretty hard. And you got to be looking at soybeans a lot more.
Well, Nick, before I let you go, remind folks how they can get more information about Farmers Keeper and sign up for that newsletter, because it's a great one.
If you haven't seen us on social media, you got to go shake your phone and check your Wi-Fi connection. We're all over TikTok and Facebook, posting out grain marketing videos all the time. You can just Google us, or if you want to join our newsletter, shoot an email to info@farmerskeeper.org. Otherwise, the easiest way to get our market updates is text your first and last name to 833-823-1776. You'll get on our free daily text messages as well.
Mr. Nick Cholas from Farmers Keeper, thank you so much for going down on the farm with me today.
Thank you, Dennis. Always a pleasure.
Greg Zillier, Zillian Ag Weather. That's what's coming up next.